I tell you, the king!
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Howdy, howdy, folks. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Hunkamimim-speaking Musqueam people. I am your host for the next hour, DJ Nathan, and you are dialing into Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music, specializing primarily in the 80s and 90s, but sometimes going back to the 70s and, you know, looking at bands that kind of keep the old style alive in the late 2000s. We've got a great selection for you guys today. A lot of underground stuff, a lot of classic stuff. We're going to go ahead and start it with a 90s feel. You know, the word girl boss has really been on my mind lately. So for those of you who may not be in on the Gen Z and adjacent lingo, girl boss, according to UrbanDictionary.com, is, well, according to this particular definition, is to make something or someone appear as a feminist idol or inspiration for profit. I don't know about the for-profit part, but basically, girl boss is just a really cool girl. That's the way I think about it. And, you know, arguably one of the girl bosses of all time is Courtney Love. She was originally from Portland, and most, you know, some of you folks might know her as someone who married Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain, but she also had a great music career with her band Hole. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of the songs I've been really into. This is going to be Celebrity Skin by Hole. Hope you folks enjoy.
Oh, make me over.
My makeup, it's too late. try to explain, but you don't see. No one can give you more love than me. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when he lets you down. When you find out I was the one, when you find out I was the one. This is the last time I'm gonna try. I still want you, but I'll say goodbye. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when he lets you down. When you find out I was the one, when
alrighty, folks, welcome back to Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. You just listened to When You Find Out by The Nerves. Before that, What Do You Want Me to Do by The Pointed Sticks. And before that, Celebrity Skin by Hole, featuring Courtney Love on vocals. Hole's a pretty interesting band. I pretty much just learned about them last week, and like I do with all the bands I recently just learned about, I listened to them ad infinitum, the same song over and over again, maybe this even the same three songs over and over again, until, you know, the joy just, like, kind of gets squeezed out of it. And then I rediscover it a couple months later, and then, you know, I fall in love with it over and over again. But yeah, but really into them, kind of similar. I think similar bands that I think have a vibe to have an adjacent or a congruent vibe to Hole are definitely Heat Miser, Elliot Smith's band. They're also from Portland, Oregon. Well, Elliot Smith was actually from Texas, but, you know, it all ties back to Portland, guys. And then, yeah, besides that, just a lot of, like, super punky stuff. Maybe also Carrie's Matthews. Maybe if you wanted to go to the UK and listen to Carrie's Matthews and what is her band? I forgot what her band name is. My parents are gonna kill me. I don't know Carrie's Matthews' band name. Anywho, yeah, Hole, pretty great. After that, we had kind of a lot of interesting punk / proto-punk stuff. We had What Do You Want Me to Do by The Pointed Sticks. So they're from Vancouver. After that, When You Find Out by The Nerves. Fun fact about The Nerves, if you haven't heard them before, they actually wrote the song Hanging on the Telephone. And then Blondie covered it. So they really did write that hit for Blondie. I just think that's interesting. They're like, you know, they, you know, interesting connection there. And then after that, Money City. I actually haven't played this song yet. Coming up, we're going to have some more cool songs. We've got Sloan and we've got Wipers. This is a song. So I'm really trying to find more Canadian artists. So I'm originally from Oregon and, you know, everything I know is American, or I guess from the United States. And so I'm really trying to branch out and, you know, learn new bands. So I actually have a buddy who knows a lot about Canadian new wave and Canadian punk music. So I was like, hey, I'm really struggling to find some Canadian bands over here. And they recommended Sloan to me. So they're from Toronto. So the last band I played, Pointed Sticks, was from Vancouver. This is going over to the Great Lakes region in Toronto, and Sloan has some really interesting music. I'm going to stop talking about it, and I'm going to start playing it. This is one of their most notable hits. This is going to be Money City Maniacs by Sloan. ¶¶
We'll be right back.
Howdy, howdy, folks. You are dialing into CITR 101.9 FM. Almost said the name of my old radio station that I did the show on. This is Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. And that was Myself to Myself by Romeo Void. Before that, we had Cowboys in Africa by Bush Tetras, Don't Know What I Am by The Wipers, and Money City Maniacs by Sloan. So I was trying to look up some fun facts about Sloan. That was the Toronto. Turns out they were originally from Halifax, which is pretty neat, you know, but they're Toronto-based, and I was trying to look up some fun facts about Sloan for you. You know, so by that, you know, I research Wikipedia, among other sources. Turns out they were ranked by this Canadian music publication called Chart. Their album was the best Canadian album, like, ever. Okay, let me look at the official ranking. I don't want to spread misinformation. But on this magazine, Chart Attack... of all time. Yeah, they ranked so here's what Wikipedia says. A reader poll by Canadian music magazine Chart ranked Twice Removed by Sloan as the best Canadian album of all time. And then that was only 2 years after its release. So that must have been back in the 90s or something. Turns out in 2000, they made it number three. So number one was Joni Mitchell's Blue and then Neil Young's Harvest. And then after that, Twice Removed by Sloan. So it's interesting. I don't know if, you know, for the Canadians in the crowd, if Sloan is a household name for you guys. But according to Chart, they released one of the best Canadian albums of all time, right up there with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. So there's a... I guess there's a tidbit for you. So after that, you know, I feel like I play a lot of super, like, drummy, bassy stuff. You know, it's just like something about that raw combination of, you know, bass, drums, and guitar that I really like. It's the garage band sound. It's the punk sound, you know, among other things. And, you know, I think that's kind of a common theme in the music that I play. But also, I've lately been really liking the heavier sounds. So a lot less raw, a lot less bare bones, kind of garage bandy, and more just like super grungy and heavy. So on that note, there's this band that I really like that I haven't listened a ton to as of late, but they're called Suede / the London Suede. I believe they're called Suede now, but they've got some, you know, they've got some albums that are worth adding to the record bin, I think. They've kind of got a cult following, but there's this song I really like that by them called Animal Nitrate, and that is the song I'm going to play right now.
Oh,
Howdy, howdy, folks. That was Red Rubber Ball by the Diodes, another Toronto band, and according to, Wikipedia again, they opened for the Talking Heads and also the Cramps, so very, very influential and in the scene, especially among the CBGB club where New Wave was kind of getting its start. And then before that, we had Animal Nitrate by the London Suede. Turns out they were a big part of the Britpop 4, so they were kind of up there with bands like Oasis, Blur, and Pulp. Blur, by the way, is if you're into Gorillaz, I believe at least one of the members got their start in Blur, which was kind of more on of a punky kind of route before kind of going the direction that Gorillaz did. So we're going to take a quick ad break and then we got, I feel like I'm holding back a crowd or something. It's like, don't worry guys, we got plenty of more good music. It's coming soon, like kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, it's time for an ad break. So, I'm going to go ahead. I'm a new DJ, so I kind of struggle with the technology here. So I'm just going to stall for time. That's the one I want to play. Press the right button and ad break. Here we go.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
All right, folks, that was the ad break. Now welcome back to the continued hot mess of Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best, or die trying to bring you the best of goth punk, alternative, and new wave music. We are about 40 minutes, 20 minutes from the top of the hour, and we've been playing, you know, a lot of 80s stuff, and I want to go ahead and span out into the 90s. So earlier I played Hole with Courtney Love, and I was mentioning some bands that I feel are sort of in that vein, a similar vein, you know, that's sort of not emo, but like hardcore and like 90s nostalgia, makes you feel like you're in a 90s movie. Just like edgy, you know, kind of like 90s edgy music, just to put like a super vague label on it. And I brought up Heat Miser, which is Elliot Smith band, but Elliot Smith was in the band, one of the notable members. And then I mentioned Carys Matthews, who's way across the pond over in Wales, and I forgot her band, and her band was Catatonia. So they wrote some super fun hits. Their most notable hit was Road Rage, which has a bunch of the most notable thing I remember about is it has a bunch of key changes in it, and it just keeps getting higher and higher, and you know, the energy keeps going. It's a good song, that's what I'm trying to say. The other song, so I don't know if we got any X-Files folks in, you know, in the digital cloud audience out there, but I assume if you're listening to this for the 80s and 90s music, you're aware of X-Files. So I love X-Files. It was kind of my, I don't know if it was a guilty pleasure show, but you know, I watched it for the longest time in a senior year. I watched that and Seinfeld. And you know, the thing about those shows is I know X-Files has like an overarching plot, more of a plot than Seinfeld, and it's good to watch the episodes in order, but I like watching the episodes like from random seasons, because then it's like, it just feels like it's a different issue every episode. You're not thinking about the entire plot of like, oh, how does Mulder like navigate the bureaucracy of the FBI and like the secret government plots? You know, it's just like, here's this weird lake alien, and then how do we deal with that? And then the next episode, it's a different lake alien. I kind of like that. It's just comforting, and I don't have to think about it too much. But anyway, I love X-Files. Let's get back. You know, it's like Inception, like a dream within a dream kind of thing. I love X-Files. I'm going to play Catatonia. They have a song called Mulder and Scully. Hope you X-Files fans enjoy.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Animal Brain Radio, here to bring you the best of goth, punk, alternative, and new wave music. I'm your host, DJ Nathan. That was The Rest of My Life by Sloan. A pretty sunshiny song, I'd say. You know, it's about, just judging from the lyrics, sounds like it's about looking forward to the rest of your life. You know, and someone who moved here from Oregon, you know, the verse about the one thing I know about the rest of my life, I know that I'll be living it in Canada. I don't know if I'll be spending the rest of my life in Canada, but you know, it's just like, oh yeah, I'm in Canada now. So it just kind of resonates. I don't know if anybody else listening came from, is a student that came from outside Canada, but you know, this could be your theme song for a while. Anyway, before that, I think they were equally sunshiny. Before that, we had Locked in My Head by this band called Radioactivity. It sounds like that band was actually from 2013. I always think they sound like super older, like some kind of punk garage band from the 80s or something. But no, they're from 2013. And before that, we had Mulder and Scully by Catatonia. And I did get a text from my mom about Carrie's Matthews band. She said, "It's Catatonia. The band is called Catatonia." And I'm like, "Yes, I forgot. I'm so sorry, Mom." But I remembered eventually. So I think I get some points for that, I like to think. But yeah, you know, we are rapidly approaching the top of the hour. Animal Brain Radio is every second Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. That may or may not change in the future, but that's what it is for now. So next week, there will be no Animal Brain Radio, and the week following, there will be Animal Brain Radio. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I think it was a pretty solid mix, and I'll keep looking to do more music like this in the future. Oh, one thing I do want to say, October is coming up, and, you know, that's the spooky month, so I haven't really been playing a lot of goth rock, so I think I'm going to go heavy on the goth rock for October. So if you guys are having, like, Halloween parties at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday night and, you know, you need some goth rock music, you know what show to tune into. Anyway, yes, it is time to end the show. And I think so we started the show off with a whole song. I think a fitting way to end the show is also with a whole song. This is Petals by Hole from the album Celebrity Skin. This is the first Hole song I heard, and I actually heard it in a movie called The Perfection. Pretty brutal movie. It's like a horror movie or horror movie, depending on how you say it. But I really like the song they played at the end. So that's what this is. So Courtney Love and Hole, I'm going to let you take it away. Hope you guys really enjoyed Animal Brain Radio, and looking forward to seeing you 2 weeks from now. See ya. Sugar, honey, is she calm? She's going to find.
broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
Anthas Yakuya, Talib Tin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. Hello, listeners. This is Randy, and you're listening to Doggy Radio Book Club. I am very sorry for that delayed start. My guest is still on the bus, so I thought, well, you know, I'll just wait for her to arrive. But they've added multiple more